Saga Egmont presents Iris Green Unseen by Louise Finch. Read by Hannah Genasius. 1. My underwear is mid-thigh when I notice. There on the toilet cubicle wall, four little words inked above the sanitary bin. Iris Green is grey. I drop back to the seat with a clunk of plastic on ceramic. Grey. Obviously it could be worse. Just below, among doodles and epigraphs, I learn Susie T's legs don't close. On the back of the door, lingering despite the cleaner's best efforts, is the ghost of an invitation to Jess Arthur's OnlyFans page for buck teeth fetishists. It could be so much worse. An unflattering photo turned meme, or nasty rumour running wildfire over social media. It's honestly been so much worse. But grey? The casual specificity jabs me like a needle under the nails, sharper and more precise than 1,000 empty insults. And it's gutting this is the one immortalised on a toilet wall. Iris Green, notoriously bland. I dig my camera from my bag and line up the viewfinder. The graffiti transforms with the snap of a shutter. Now it's mine. Now it's art. My fingernail rakes the scrawl, but it doesn't shift. Hard to know how long the writing's been there. This isn't my cubicle of choice, and I could have easily missed it before. But I have suspicions about what sparked this particular lack of character assassination. I'm only surprised I've been allowed to get away with it for so long. Eventually someone was bound to realise I don't belong with someone like Theo Hastings. The toilet seat complains as I sit back. For a moment, the whole world shifts under me. The edges of my vision sparkle silver and strange, shimmering fish climbing the cubicle, and my chest tightens in what feels like the most debilitating anxiety incident of my life. Only different. This time the jittering isn't under my skin, it's over it. Dizzy, I wobble on the seat and brace myself against the wall. My fingers are gone. My edges faded to nothing but pins and needles. I recoil, snatch my hand away from the wall and stare. I blink, and it all stops. No dizziness, no fuzzy vision, or my fingers paling away to nothing. And the skin of my hand tingles like the ringing in your ears after a loud gig. I flex, then make a fist. Get a grip, Iris. Pants pulled up, skirt smoothed down. I get out, heading for where I always go. Whenever sixth form gets too much and I can't breathe, there's a cupboard I hide in. Tucked round the back of C block, it's what passes for a photography darkroom in our school, and it's basically abandoned. After 1 week of intro to photography at the beginning of year 12 art, everyone else ditched it. Either they believe the paintbrush is mightier than the shutter, or they prefer the immediacy and flexibility of digital over film. Fine by me. I've staked my claim. This room's my Narnia, my oasis, my escape. At least it was. As I swing through the door this Tuesday lunchtime, I'm pulled up short by someone else's work on the drying rack. Someone has been in my room. I step further inside to see what I'm dealing with and unclip one of the mystery portraits. The girl in the photos is making that face, eyes half closed, lips apart, all sexy, pouty, sultry. It would look ridiculous on me. But it doesn't on this girl, with her perfect skin and huge eyes gazing straight into the lens. Unembarrassed. Confident. And why shouldn't she be? The cutouts on her dress reveal a belly so flat it looks practically airbrushed, only...
What do you think?
Says a voice behind me. My elbow smacks the wall and pain streaks through my funny bone.
I didn't think anyone else used this space.
The intruder continues, leaning in the open door. I've seen him before. Baker something from year 13. Dark, wavy hair, brown eyes and a smirk that already grates. Because the regular users keep it tidy. I rub my bruised elbow, annoyed it's too late to pretend I wasn't looking at his photos.